This is America's Sports Talk Show, Sports Byline USA. Here's Ron Barr.
And America's Sports Talk Show, originating from Mosul, Iraq, with our servicemen and servicewomen. First time that a sports talk show has originated from a combat zone. And we have had earlier this evening, as we just came on, gunfire off to our right behind us here. But also very nice to have Bill Belichick with us, the head coach of the New England Patriots. And as I mentioned to you, he's entering his 31st season as an NFL coach, only head coach to win 3 Super Bowl in 4 years. And he's the winningest head coach in the league over those last 4 seasons. Bill, awfully nice to have you here with us. When you think about what you do professionally, and then I've been over here and kind of blown away by what I've witnessed here by these servicemen and servicewomen, what kind of thoughts do you have about the effort they're putting forth out here, Bill?
Well, I mean, we're very proud that they're there to take care of us. And, you know, I grew up in Annapolis and have a lot of close ties to the United States Naval Academy, and I'm pretty familiar with that whole process of training young men to become naval officers and going over to fight for our country and all the things that they go through and the dangers that they face and their willingness to sacrifice what they need for our public defense. And we're very appreciative and pray for them every day.
Bill, I know that a coach in the offseason thinks about what they're going to say to their team as far as the goals that might be set for the year or motivationally. You have done so much and had so much success. You obviously probably have used some speeches, but what did you say to your team when you got together with them for the first time before the preseason here?
Well, Ron, our thing is to pretty much take a short-term view of everything and just take it one day at a time, because that's really all we have control over at this point. So, every day we kind of approach as the opportunity we have that day to get better, to improve our team, to correct the mistakes from previous days or practices, and, the preparation that we have toward our coming opponent. And then we kind of, let tomorrow take care of tomorrow and the next day take care of the next day, because we really can't, act too decisively on those days. We have to take advantage of our opportunities to do what we can do today, and once that gets taken care of, then we can move on. But when you have those days where you don't get accomplished what you need to get accomplished, and then you have to spend the next day kind of backtracking and doing it over again, it really slows the process down. So we're pretty short-term focused, and at the beginning of the year we talk about how to get off to a good start, and on the second day we talk about how to correct things from the first day and what new things we have to deal with.
I know a lot of people have made a lot out of the loss of the two coordinators offensively and defensively, and of course Teddy Bruschi not with you, and maybe they would like to label this a transition year, but I've always believed that maybe the team fit the philosophy and the organization. Indeed, am I correct about that? Is it as much as what some people are making out of it, Bill?
Well, obviously there's going to be changes on your team every year. This is my 31st, and I've been in the league for 31 years, and there's always some type of changes. Sometimes it's on the coaching end, sometimes it's on the playing end, front office, and combinations of. And of course, you always play different opponents, and the scheduling's different, so that when you play them and where you play them and all that. So there's always change from year to year. There's no way around that, it'll be up to us to, meet the challenges that we have on a weekly basis, and there'll be changes within this year that we'll have to adjust to as the season goes forward. So, it is what it is. We appreciate everything that the people who have been with us before, be they players, coaches, or other people in management, have done. But at the same time, it's a new season, and we all have to go out there and reestablish our own levels of play or performance, and deal with the new challenges that we have this season. And that's really our focus on it, not to kind of dwell on the past, but to look toward the future and make the best of what we have.
Well, I agree with you, determining your own future and not let somebody else dictate it to you. We have a couple servicemen co-hosting the hour with us, Bill, and they'd like to ask a question. Chief Warrant Officer Andy Foreman is with us. Andy, go ahead, ask your question.
Hey, Coach, just first off, congratulations on a great career. You've definitely set the bar really high for the standard. And I'm sure you guys are going to be around even this year. But one of the questions I have that is mostly concerning holdouts and renegotiating contracts, and we were talking about that earlier, was how do you as a coach work through a key player who's holding out on you or may even be just disrupting the team because of his holdout? How do you work through those issues as you're coming to the start of the season?
Well, I think, first of all, it's best if you can separate them. You know, in professional football, every player and coach is obligated to have a contract with the club that they're working for. So that's the business part of it that we all have to deal with in one way or another. And, you know, for the most part, once they're signed, that's pretty much it. For people that don't have contracts, of course, that opens the door for negotiations. And it's just the question of time of whether the two sides can agree to, you know, whatever the, you know, final figure ends up being. And that's a process that I think everybody who's in professional football understands that's part of it. We've all been through it. We've all had to deal with it. And if there's a disagreement between the two parties, then that's something that they have to settle. And there really isn't anything that any of us can do about that. That's just something that you know, the player in the club or the coach in the club, whoever it is, have to work out themselves until they're able to feel confident to put their name on the dotted line, so to speak. So. We try to control the things that we can control, our performance, our preparation, our play on the field, and let those other things run their course. Sometimes they take longer than others, and sometimes there can be hard feelings, but it's just part of the game. It's part of the business end of it that, you know, we all have to accept and deal with, and we just try to let it be a, you know, situation that goes on just between the individuals or the people that are involved and not let it carry over into the rest of the team.
Yeah, now you are the defending champions. Actually, you've been the defending champions the last 3 of the 4 years. But as you're coming into this season, who do you see as your biggest rival as far as in the conference and then in the Super Bowl if you are lucky enough to make it back there again?
Well, you know, we don't really look at ourselves as defending anything. We're starting the 2005 season the same as the other 31 teams in the league. And you know, we haven't won a game, you know, a regular season game. Neither is anybody else. And it doesn't really matter what happened last year. We've all seen teams come from seasons that weren't so good the previous year and have great seasons last year, like San Diego did or like we did during the 2001 season.
Yeah, go Chargers, Coach.
Huh?
He said go Chargers. He's a big Chargers fan.
We play them early.
I'm hoping they challenge you, Coach.
I don't think it really matters too much where a team was last year. Things can change in a hurry with free agency and with you know, off-season adjustments and changes and so forth. So the biggest thing for us really is trying to get our team playing the best that it can play. And we know we're going to have a big challenge every week, no matter who we face, that every team in this league is good and certainly capable of beating us if we're not at the top of our game. So our goal is to get ourselves and our performance up to the highest level we can get it at, and we'll just take them one at a time.
And PFC John Mackey out of Missoula, Montana, our other co-host. And John would like to ask you a question. Bill, go ahead.
Hey, Coach, coming out of being a defending champions, how do you go about keeping your team up, high-spirited, you know, and not getting into the mentality of, oh, you know, we're the defending champions, we're going to win, and that's, you know, there's nothing to it?
Right. Well, John, I think, you know, a lot of that has to do with the players and the players' attitude and how motivated they are toward, you know, just having a good performance and, you know, keeping their play up there consistently. And, you know, a lot of that comes with personal pride and just, you know, the inner self-starting motivation that, you know, that we all have to generate. I don't think I can go around to, you know, all the players on the team and say, you know, boy, we got to have a big year. You know, I don't think that really is going to carry too much weight. I think it's got to come from each person individually. And I do think that when you add new players to your team, like we have in the draft and we have with some free agent signings, that that with those new players, there's also a level of excitement and hunger from their end because they weren't here to achieve what this team did last year. They were somewhere else. So I think the combination of the influx of new people and also the people that you have kind of continuing to, you know, to carry the torch and to, you know, set the example. But, you know, really that's got to come from within. You can't talk about it and not go out there and back it up. You've got to put the, you know, the effort and the work into it first. And I guess that's one of our big, you know, big one of our big, you know, bullet points is you have to pay the price in advance. You know, you just have to work hard. You have to get in condition. You have to do all the things to give yourself a chance, and there are no rewards. And that all comes later, but the only way you'll have a chance to achieve success is to really, you know, make the commitment and make the investment in yourself and the team before it all happens, and then hopefully you'll have enough to be able to, you know, to pull out when you need it and play well in the critical times in the season.
Bill, before I kick you loose with the last question here, 31 years as an NFL coach, and, you know, I knew you when you were in Cleveland. Those were not particularly happy years, but yet you have emerged as the top coach in professional football. And I'm just wondering, over that period of time from Cleveland to what you've done in New England, what did you go through? What changes happened with Bill Belichick that allowed him to become so successful as you are now, Bill?
You know, I don't think that fundamentally that I've really changed too many things. I've tried to, you know, do the coach and install the things on this team that I really believe in, and you know, and that's teamwork and a good work ethic and having a physically and mentally tough football team. I think all those things are important, and we've tried to instill that. You know, I thought that in Cleveland, that from, you know, 91 to 94, that team improved quite a bit, and you know, we won 12 games in the 94 season. So I'm proud of what we did there. I think that obviously it's gone to another level here at New England, and I'm proud of that as well. Maybe the biggest change that I've made between those two jobs is just delegating authority to other people in the organization, the assistant coaches, the other personnel decisions and things like that. Maybe I might have gotten a little bit too caught up in some of the details in Cleveland that could have been handled by other people, and as I see now, handled better than I handled them. So, you know, maybe utilization of more of your support staff and more people in the organization would be, I'd say, probably my biggest change in terms of just from a management style.
Bill, I got to tell you, there was a real buzz across the base here because we are a forward operating base right here at Courage, and the men and women I was talking to, they said, "You're going to have Bill on today?" And I said, "Yes, he is." So they were really looking forward to it, and you don't know how much it meant. So thank you for bringing a little bit of happiness and joy to Patriot fans as well as NFL fans as well. Thank you, Bill, for the courtesy and the kindness of some time when I know it's very busy for you this time of the year getting ready for the season.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be on, and it's exciting to hear that that there was so much interest in this interview, and believe me, we're 100% behind all the efforts that you know, they're going on across the sea there, and we feel, you know, so secure that to know that people that are out there are doing such a nice job and are working so hard to defend, you know, the freedom that we have here on our soil. So thanks from the New England Patriot organization to everyone there that's fighting battles for us.
Again, thank you, Bill. Take care, Coach.
All right, thanks a lot.
Bill Belichick, the head coach of the New England Patriots, and as I pointed out, he is the winningest head coach in the National Football League over the last four seasons. We got about 20 seconds, but Andy, when you say Bill Belichick, what do you as a football fan think of?
Winning. I mean, he is just epitomized with New England, a winning attitude. I don't think it really depends on who comes in or out right now, just the philosophy of his coaching attitude and the way he brings his team on the field. You've got to go out and prove yourself against New England every year right now until he leaves.
And, John, how about you?
I agree with Andy. I mean, winning. That's all there is to Bill Belichick. Winning, winning, everything is winning.
Gentlemen, I want to thank you very much for co-hosting the hour. It's been fun. Good questions, good comments, and good sports talk here on Sports Byline. Take care.
Thank you.
And again, our two co-hosts, John Mackey out of Missoula, Montana, and Chief Warrant Officer Andy Foreman out of California. We'll take a break, come back on the other side. We've got another hour to go and some great guests coming your way as we continue from Mosul, Iraq, here at Forward Operating Base Courage. As we continue across the country and around the world, we've got you on America's Sports Talk Show.